This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, my cricket instructor. I don't have a feel for this game, and I'm reading about it in the London press. Unfortunately, it uses a glossary and a lingo that is perfectly understandable to people who understand cricket. But like baseball, if you understand baseball, you know what it is when you talk about sacrifice. You know what that means. It doesn't mean somebody's going to die. However, in cricket, they have terms that are comparably difficult to solve. And right now we're talking about a county championship game played in England recently, and a young man scored 400 runs.
That's correct.
400 runs.
And what we've seen here is that he's not only scored 400 runs, but he's managed to do it unbeaten in a single innings. And this individual, his name is Sam Northeast. He's a 32-year-old playing county cricket. And we've spoken many, many times about the international test, so the international cricket. Now, international cricket, those players, they come from the counties. So these county competitions are what feed the international team. So this is not an easy competition to score a high score in. And what this individual does, what Sam Northeast has done, is managed to score 400 in a single day, and then he scored another 10 runs the next day. So he scored 410 without getting out to start with. And as we've spoken about before too, John, a run isn't just simply you hit the ball in, just sort of watch it, and you basically can sort of make it down to the other end of the wicket pretty easily. You actually have to run pretty fast to make it to the other end of the pitch to score the run each time you do it. Or if you do manage to get the ball to the boundary on the four, you can get a six-pointer. Or if you manage to get the ball rolling to the boundary, you'll get four runs. But what Sam did was basically not only score 410, he did it mostly by running himself. So this guy, by the end of the day, by the end of 50 overs, which is what he faced, he would have been absolutely tired. So, John, this is more an athletic feat than anything else.
All right, let's look at the equipment, because this is an opportunity. The Associated Press has a good picture of Sam Northeast. He's wearing pads on his shins and his knees. That's to prevent him from getting nicked by the ball, which is a hard ball. Is that correct?
That's correct. Imagine if you think of a baseball where you do have a little bit of give if you squeeze it hard enough. The cricket ball doesn't. The cricket ball is like bowling a lump of concrete down towards you. It just doesn't have any sponginess. And the worst part is, too, on the cricket ball, they have raised seams. So that's the stitching around the ball itself. That, if it hits you, will actually cut into your skin. It's almost like a mini bandsaw, I guess you could say, the way that it spins. So the cricket ball, John, is quite a dangerous beast.
And does he have pads on his thighs as well underneath his pantaloons?
Normally what they do is, yes, they double up. So they'll have their pants and they'll normally have some shorts of some sort underneath as well. Because while the cricket pads themselves at the front will stop most balls, the way that you bat, because you do actually go side on to where the ball's coming, you can actually expose, say, your forward thigh to where the ball's going. And if that nicks you, that does hurt. So underneath, John, yeah, they certainly do have extra protection.
Right. And then he's wearing gloves. That would be because he could swing and miss. Fine. And the helmet, I understand. That's pretty standard now, even in baseball. They wear a helmet for the ball coming in. What kind of shoes is he wearing? Do they have cleats?
Yeah, John, this is the interesting thing, that they can't wear cleats as you normally would in most sports, because the pitch in cricket is made of grass and it's very well manicured and it needs to be kept quite level and even. And as you can imagine, if you had like metal spikes or really strong plastic cleats running across it all the time, it would completely rip up the surface. So what cricket shoes tend to be is kind of like a very shallow cleat. So you do still get the grip there. It's sort of like, I guess you could say, a mini cleat, but they actually create the grip in such a way that it won't damage the pitch. So they're very much rounded, blunted cleats, which give you just enough to be able to push off and run, but not enough to tear up the pitch. So you can imagine, John, as well, this guy, Sam, running 400 times to get 400 runs on shoes that are not exactly the grippiest shoes ever. That is a real workout for the lower legs.
Does he have a pad on his toes, or does something protect the top of his foot for the ball? If he fouls it off, well, you don't call it a foul, I guess. When you hit the ball, it goes somewhere, right? You can go forwards, backwards. There's no out of bounds here.
No, absolutely, John, and I know what you mean. And truth be told, most cricket shoes, they tend to be really solidly built on the toes. And while we're not talking quite steel caps there, we are talking a bit of extra protection, because if that ball bounces in the wrong spot and hits your toe, it is going to hurt. But for all intents and purposes, there is a bit of extra leather and a bit of extra cushioning up there. And normally the batters do tend to wear larger socks anyway, and that's just to stop the feet slipping around in the shoes, but does add that extra protection. But truth be told, we have had many games in cricket, especially international, you know, one days, county games, where batsmen have had their toes broken. So it's not unknown for a batsman to get their toe broken by a ball that comes in hot and high, and basically they misjudge it, get their foot under it, and it just gets them on the big toe or the little toe.
I'm looking forward to the cricket season in Australia come springtime, where Jeremy and I can discuss actual contests with their special language. Now that I'm learning the rules, I will remember them as best I can till the next time. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.